It's time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is time to dive deep into the world of real estate, all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me here. And as always, it's a great day when you're in the studio with Kyle Bailey.
Well, we're going to dive into some important updates for buyers and get some market recaps for July, too.
Yeah.
And what about interest rates? Where's the forecast for that looking right now?
Absolutely, Kyle. You know what? We've seen a significant drop in interest rates recently, with the Mortgage News Daily Rate Index showing that the 30-year fixed rates have fallen by over 1% since early May. And this change could really shift the landscape for potential home buyers.
So how does that affect it, in practical terms?
Yeah, great question. So with these lower rates, buyers are essentially gaining about 10% more buying power. So what this means is that they can afford a higher priced home without increasing their monthly payments significantly, or alternatively, lower rates can lead to reduced monthly costs overall.
So for instance, if you were looking at a $400,000 home, you might be able to look at one that's $440,000, which sounds like a great opportunity for first-time buyers and people that want to upgrade.
Yeah, great way to, you nailed it, Kyle.
So what should buyers watch out for on the interest rates moving forward?
Yeah, so moving forward, buyers should definitely monitor the interest rates closely. Additionally, connecting with a knowledgeable realtor can help navigate the best options possible. So, you know, the forecast, you can't really forecast it. We're predicting that possibly rates are going to continue to lower. But if you're waiting for those lower rates, the flood of buyers coming in that have been waiting on the sidelines will make the market more competitive. So don't wait for more competition. I'd get that house locked in now.
Yeah, and also, we're approaching later in the summer, and a lot of people are kind of making moves right now, so it's probably not a good time to sit on the sidelines and wait.
Yeah, more people are wanting to get into their house before school starts or before winter comes.
Winter. Oh, great. Thanks for bringing that up. So let's talk about July and the local real estate market. What were the new listings looking like?
Yeah, so for the month of July, Kyle, we saw a total of 176 new listings in July. That's a slight decrease of 1.7% compared to the 179 new listings we saw last July. It's also down about 17.4% from June of 2024, where we saw 213 listings come on the market.
So that's kind of an interesting trend. What about pending sales?
Yep. In terms of pending sales, we had 150 offers accepted this July, showing a decrease of about 3.8% from the 156 that were accepted in July of 2023. However, there's a silver lining, as that number did increase by 2% from June's 147 offers.
So kind of some mixed signals there. What about closed sales?
Yep. Closed sales also took a dip this month with 117 closings, which is a decrease of 7.9% from the 127 we saw last July. But on a positive note, that number increased by 4.5% from June's 112 closings.
So a lot of fluctuation there. How's the inventory looking?
Yeah, inventory remains steady at 3.9 months in July, and we're seeing a slight increase in total market time, which has risen to 65 days.
So for the bigger picture, what does this year-to-date summary, what does it tell us?
Yep. So comparing the first 7 months of 2024 to the same period last year, we've seen some notable changes. New listings have increased by 12.4%, totaling 1,223. Pending sales are up slightly by 0.6% with 856 accepted offers. However, closed sales have decreased by 1.9%, totaling 755.
But how do the average and the median sale prices, how do they compare this year to last?
Yeah, that's a great question. So through July, the average sales price has increased by 1%, now sitting at $349,700. That's up from $346,100 last year. The median sales price has seen a larger increase of 3.2%, going from $315,000 to $325,000.
Wow, sounds like there's really a lot going on in the market right now.
Absolutely. While we are noticing some decreases in sales activity, the rise in prices shows that demand is still there, and it's essential for buyers and sellers to stay informed and work with a knowledgeable agent.
Well, some good information there. What about the weekly updates for the Umpqua Valley?
Yeah, this last week showed an uptick in the activity. So reporting for the last 7 days, we had 5 coming soon listings. That's up from 0 from the prior week. New listings bumped back up to 32. Good to see those listings coming on the market. We had 30 listings back on the market. Bumpable listings is 3, so sellers are negotiating, allowing buyers to potentially get their home sold to buy their next home. No short sale pendings. We had 63 price changes, so we can see the activity here. Sellers are wanting to get moved into their next home before summer ends. Pending sales jumped up almost 20 to 42. Sold listings were 30, and expired listings, we had 7.
Wow. What about some of the most affordable new listings? What's out there?
Yeah, the homes and parks are popular. So we have another $85,000 home in Sutherland in a park. It was built in 1989, 1,782 square feet, and that just came on the market at $85,000. It's in one of those 55 and older parks.
And 1,782 square feet. You don't always get that in these park homes.
But that's right. We also have another home here in River Place Park, and that's all ages, 121,900, 1,377 square feet. These are typically newer aged homes. It was built in 1999.
And looking around as you move up in price, what else are you seeing?
Yeah, Myrtle Avenue. This is a neat little neighborhood off Fairhaven, off West Harvard. We have a $260,000 home that just came on. 2-bedroom, 1.5-bath, 1,120 square feet. Been on the market 1 day. This just came on last night.
And going, this one was built in 1946, kind of when that whole area was developed, I understand.
Yeah, yep, definitely. They're all about similar sizes.
And on the other end of things?
On the other end of things, we have a house over by the Umpqua Community College. This house is listed at $950,000, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, just over 2,200 square feet on 0.9 acres. This also has North Umpqua River frontage, so it's just past the flatwaters. I love this neighborhood because, you know, there's a lot of activities at the college, from plays and events and that kind of stuff. So you've got river and a nice neighborhood, and also has a riverfront park in that community. So swimming, picnicking, boat launch, great for kayaks.
And you're really about a 5-minute drive from downtown.
Yeah, and really close to I-5. So if you're going to the airport, Eugene, whatever, it's very convenient.
Wow. And, of course, North Umpqua River frontage.
Yeah, they don't make any more riverfront properties.
Yeah, the bells should go off on that one. Some people like fixer-upper type ones. What do you got out there?
Well, these fixer-uppers are going quick. I would have to say there's this fixer-upper that came on Sherwood Avenue, already sold, says 0 days on the market. It was listed for $135,000, a 1951 fixer, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,271 square feet. So if you guys see these come on the market and you're looking for a fixer, you need to jump quick on these types of properties.
Wow. A lot of diversity in the market. Really fascinating at whatever price level you want to go in at. I mean, there's always homes out there, but the key right now seems to be to get into the game and not just be sitting on the sidelines.
That's right. Be active, be ready to go.
And as you look towards the weekend, what about open houses?
We always have open houses going on. Check our website out to see what's going on out there. Great way to kind of preview the market and see how things compare.
And we mention this periodically, but really the importance of a real estate transaction. Buying a home is probably the biggest, financial outlay you're ever going to do in your life. It's a long-term commitment. And why is it so important to talk with people that know what's going on?
Yeah, it is the biggest wealth builder for home Americans out there. So definitely we want to help you navigate this by giving you information so you can make the best decision for you and feel confident about it.
So how do people connect with you?
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. All the listeners out there, you can reach us at 541-371-5500. Go to our website at marygilbert.com or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens in Roseburg.
All right, that wraps up the local real estate update and the morning report, where it's 9 o'clock.